I'm following fish biologists with the U.S. Bureau of Reclamation into the cold waters of the San Joaquin River, near its confluence with the Merced River. I'm wearing waders for good reason.
Yeah, right here is about waist deep.
The biologists are checking nets they've placed in the river for salmon.
Oh, look.
Yeah, we do have a salmon in the net.
It's near the end of the season for fall run Chinook, so they catch just two. Salmon sometimes manage to make it through a fish barrier here. If they do, biologist Chuck Hewitt says they face certain death.
There's a section in the middle where it's dry, so the salmon can't make it up that far.
We got 43.
Biologists tag and measure the salmon. Because the river runs dry, they truck the salmon upriver and release them near Fresno. Before the Fryant Dam was built, tens of thousands of salmon spawned in the San Joaquin. The goal of the San Joaquin River Restoration Program is to bring back the river and the fish. It's the result of a 2006 legal settlement involving environmentalists, the Bureau of Reclamation, and farmers who get their water from the Fryant operation. Monty Schmidt is a scientist with the Natural Resources Defense Council.
What we're taking on is quite a substantial effort. The largest river restoration project for certain in California, and surely probably one of the largest in U.S. history.
No one expected immediate results, but after 8 years and $100 million, the river still runs dry. Major channel improvements, including fish screens, were supposed to be completed by the end of 2013.
They haven't turned one shovel of dirt on this entire system.
Cannon Michael stands in front of a dry river channel choked with shrubs and trees.
There's nothing that's been even started physically, and so that's where we are saying, you know, now you're missing your own deadlines, let's figure out some other kind of a plan that makes sense for everybody.
Michael and his father-in-law, Jim Nickel, farm near the river. Nickel's farmland was damaged when the restoration program released test flows down the old channel in 2009. Groundwater seeped into his crops.
Yes, that was the mighty San Joaquin River. It's sad, but let's be realistic. You can't replace some things. You can't go back. You know, there's a money issue. It's just a reality issue. It just doesn't work.
Both Michael and Nickel say the restoration project lacks money. Nickel says they've grown frustrated with the delays.
It's costing me probably $100,000 a year just for personnel, engineers, attorneys. We go to meetings once or twice a month. It was more than that, and we spent all this time.
The Bureau of Reclamation did reimburse Nickel for the damages. Alicia Forsyth, program manager for the restoration program, says many of the delays were unavoidable. The recession hit just as the project was beginning. Water seepage stalled projects. The land is sinking in an area where a new fish screen is needed.
The settlement assumed that those projects would begin immediately, that there would be willing access from all landowners, that basically everything was going to fall perfectly in line for these projects. And we find that that's just not reality.
The problems and delays have escalated costs. The program's original estimate was between $250 million and $800 million. Now Forsyth says it's closer to $1 billion. She says the schedule for the projects will be revised again based on priority and what she calls more realistic funding. Scott West says it may be a frustrating wait, but it's worth it. He's president of Fresno Fly Fishers for Conservation. Despite that title, he says being able to fish for salmon once again in the San Joaquin isn't his primary desire.
I don't believe in giving up on that river. You know, I'd like to see us, you know, fix a past wrong.
The Bureau of Reclamation is hopeful that the San Joaquin River will be reconnected in 2014. Barriers would still prevent adult salmon from making it up and down the river. But for the first time in 60 years, endangered spring run Chinook salmon will be reintroduced into the river. Amy Quinton, Capital Public Radio News.